August exports of U.S. pork topped year-ago totals for the first time in 2022 and marked the largest monthly sales volume since November of last year. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom notes pork demand has been expected to rebound in the second half of the year.
For the month of August, Mexico on the pork side continues to show growth. That's been the story all year long. But we've seen some significant growth out of a few other countries that we haven't seen, one being China. China was up significantly, led primarily by the variety meat side, which is good news, especially with the premium we get on the value side. Philippines was up, and Korea was up, which was maybe just a little bit of a surprise given the fact that some of our competitors got zero duty access here recently.
Beef exports, meanwhile, continued a $1 billion a month pace.
The momentum continues from where we've been the last several months. Almost 134,000 tons exported in August, up about 1% off of a very big number a year ago. But it is the second largest export month ever. And we topped $1 billion again for the month in August. Broad-based growth across the variety of markets. Japan struggled a little bit, but we saw Korea up. China up, of course, like they have been on the beef side. Canada saw increases, the Middle East, Philippines and the ASEAN region increased. So it's quite encouraging.
These results were achieved in a tough economic climate.
We have some significant headwinds, and they've been building for some time. It just makes these numbers that much more impressive in my mind. First and foremost is a strong U.S. dollar against some key currencies, the Japanese yen, the Korean won, even against the Chinese currency. Interestingly enough, the one market where it's been relatively not impacted is Mexico. The Mexican peso is pretty steady and hasn't seen a big devaluation, which is good news because we're seeing some very large volumes going there.
For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.